Lesson 2, Tongue Blocking. Now we're going to move on to tongue blocking. Tongue blocking is an absolutely essential element to having a professional sound. The reason this is so important is that you're in control of four holes at once. Even though you may choose to play just a single pure note, if you do it with the tongue blocking technique, you can play that single note, but you're in position to do many different things with it. You can get chords underneath your lead note. You're in position to play octaves if you choose, or add certain kinds of other special effects. So you can vary your approach with this technique. You can do the same thing you're doing by just lip pursing, which we'll talk about subsequently, but it does give you much more flexibility. So in order to start learning how to do this, what I want you to do is play a big open chord on the first four holes, blowing out like this. Now on the draw. Make sure you're getting all four holes. Sense how it feels in your mouth. The chord should feel and sound very rich. Get used to sensing how notes feel as you play them. This should be a very rich sounding chord. Make sure you're getting all four holes with a nice even distribution, and make sure that the bottom of the chord is coming out so it's deep and resonant. Just blow back and forth a few times. Okay, now take a deep breath. Start playing the blow chord. And as you play, after you hear the blow chord sound for a second or so, try throwing your tongue up against the harp so that it blocks the first three holes, and all the air will be going into the fourth hole, just to the right of your tongue, on the right side of your mouth. Use the front edge of your tongue or the surface, the flat surface, just past the front edge or tip. So it should sound like this. Once again. Now, try the same thing on the draw chord. Start with your lungs empty, draw the chord, and when you hear the chord sound, throw your tongue up against the harp in the same fashion so that you just get the four-hole draw as a single note. Again. Now, just alternately blow and draw. Now, be aware that when I'm demonstrating this, as I'm doing now, I'm exaggerating the length of time that you would ordinarily hold the chord. You really don't hold it long at all. Basically, as you start pushing the air through the harp to make the chord sound, at the same time, your tongue is coming forward. It's almost like a spitting motion. You blow, and your tongue comes forward at the same time and cuts the chord off very sharply, and you're left with the single note from the four blow. It gives it a nice fat and percussive sound. Now do the same thing on the draw. Now let's just go back and forth on the fourth hole. Okay, now when you can do that easily, now we're going to add movement to it. So we're going to move. We're going to play a little scale as a way of learning how to alternate blowing and drawing with the slap tonguing technique as we move up and down the harp. So we're going to do this. We're going to blow the fourth hole, then draw the fourth hole, blow the fifth hole, then draw the fifth hole, blow the sixth hole, and then we're going to come back down, reversing our order. Draw the fifth hole, blow the fifth hole, draw the fourth hole, and blow the fourth hole. Now remember that your mouth is over four holes at a time, so when you're playing the fourth hole, you are over one, two, three, and four. And as you move up to play the fifth hole, then you're just over two, three, four, and five, and you're blocking two, three, and four, and the one hole is out of the picture, and so on. So now we're going to play the scale using that technique. Now, play it continuously. Just keep running it up and down. Now, don't worry about the speed. It will come. Just play it at a nice, even pace. Okay, now we're going to add a little refinement to this technique in order to get a bit more of a staccato sound if we choose to use that. So here, I want to explain about open and closed syllables. If we think of the syllable ha, like H-U-H, that syllable is open at the front and open at the back, because there's no consonant sound to close it off. Now, if we say ta with the T articulation at the front, that means it's closed at the front and open at the back. If we said hut, that would be open at the front and closed at the back. And tut would be closed at both the front and the back. So up to now, we've been starting the chord from an open position. We've just breathed into the harp and then slapped our tongue like this. Now, we're going to start the chord from a closed position. So to do this, just say ta into the harp to play the chord. All right, that's the blow. Now let's do it on the draw. So that's how we're going to play the chord and then slap our tongue down. So to play the fourth hole blow, now we're going to do it like this. Now the draw. And now we just shorten the length of the chord. And now play your scale that way. This will give you a more distinct articulation if you want it. Now, through these exercises, we've used the slap technique so that we're getting a percussive effect. We're actually sounding the chord and then cutting it off. Now, I want you to practice playing with the tongue blocking method, but without the slap. So just leave your tongue on the harp so that you're getting pure, clean notes without any percussion. You already have the mechanics of the position, so try playing that same scale, just clean and pure, leaving your tongue on the harp, blocking up the rest of the chord, and just playing it like this. All right.